Bible says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, that is where the problem is. If a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. If a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Therefore, if you want peace all around you, solution is there. Face God. Don't face the enemy. Stop this warfare prayer. Anyone will stand against me, die, die, die. Oh, no. No. All you should seek is seek God's face. First. Seek God's face first. Even Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And whatever it is you are believing God for, it will follow. It will follow. It will pursue you. It will pursue you. We have seen people that just sit down on their own without application. Job will come and look for them. Amen. Now I didn't say you should not go out walking, but the progress of whatever you are doing is dependent upon your relationship with God. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. You want to stay with God, stay with him. Praise the Lord. Don't put one leg there, one leg here. See, God does not share his glory with anyone. Oh, people don't understand it. God does not share his glory with anyone. Anyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the solution to a successful year, so that by the end of the year, you will testify. Number one is live a life that is pleasing before God this year. And every one of us knows what is good and what is bad. Every one of us knows what is acceptable before God and what is not acceptable before God. Every one of us knows what is righteousness and what is not righteousness. Every one of us knows what is holy and what is unclean. Every one of us, we know. And let's be sincere. Can you beat your hand on the chest and say, last year I lived a life pleasing before God? And you think you cannot be better than last year? You know, we are talking as a family because we are Christians. We are a Christian family. Our God is dynamic. We cannot be stagnated. Always, we must progress. In our spiritual life, we must progress. And it's the physical is determined by the spiritual. Yes. The physical is determined by the spiritual. When the spiritual is settled, the physical will be settled. Praise the Lord. And we cannot link it to our scripture. Can we open it? Romans chapter 8 verse 31. And we shall read it together. Can we put it on the screen there? Everybody can read it. If you can read it with me. Everybody. If you can see the screen or you read it in your Bible, from your Bible, Romans 8:31. 1, 2, 3, shall we go? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Say it again. Yes, sir. If God be for us, who can be against us? That is why that scripture says, if a man's way please the Lord, if a man's way please the Lord, God will be for you only if you too be for him. God will be for you if you be for him. And to be for him is to be with him on his side. And it's a side of obedience, a side of righteousness, a side of faithfulness. a side of, you know, where he, you position yourself where he's always with you. For it is written, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Are the angels of God encamp round about you? If the angels of God encamp round about you, which demon will penetrate and come near you? That's why I'm happy so many of us have made New Year resolution that all you are determining is that your relationship with God should be better this year than last year. And you will reap the benefit of it. Praise the Lord. What fasting last year could not achieve? Because there are other ingredients to follow fasting. It's not enough for you to think when you fast, then God will hear you. There are things. A holy life must go along without fasting. You don't get live a holy life only during the period of your fasting. Then after fasting, you continue your evil way. No. Because during that fasting period, you get connected to Him. Because that period is a period of self-consecration. But after the fasting period, that is when you are supposed to receive the answer to your prayers. Then you go back to the useless life some of us live. You immediately get disconnected. So when He's looking for you to bring the blessing of the fasting that you fasted, He will discover you are disconnected. Then He can also ask you like He asked Adam when he came for fellowship, Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? There are many of us that the prayer you prayed, when the blessing is coming, you are nowhere to be found spiritually. Because the flow with God is no more there. Let's be very realistic. Let's be very sincere with ourselves. This is the beginning of the year. And it's, some of us need to take some very hard stand against this flesh. There are some things that you have to ignore. We are in a period of grace, grace, grace and mercy. But even grace has condition. Grace has conditional. We don't want to mention law, but grace has a condition. He says, shall we continue in sin that grace will abound? Grace can't abound in sin now. It's sin that took Christ to the cross on Calvary to destroy the power of sin. How can you, that through Christ grace came, then live again in the type of lifestyle that took Christ to the cross on Calvary? That is contrary now. You don't understand the cross. Christ went and gave us enablement to live a life pleasing before God. And when you live that type of life, it's a life of victory. It's a life of progress. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things say he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth. And he that shutteth and no man openeth. That is the attribute of God. That is who he is. If it is God that opens that door of blessing, no man can close it. Nothing can close it. I know thy works. He knows. He knows how faithful you are. He knows how sincere you are. Behold, this year I have set before thee an open door. And no man can shut it. No man can shut it. But thou hast a little strength. You see? Amen. Thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. That is the emphasis. With the little faith you have, with the little faith you have kept the word of God. You don't need faith to keep the word of God. You don't need too much faith to keep the word of God. You only need ear to keep the word of God. You need an obedient heart to keep the word of God. You hear it and then you respond to it. And you have not denied him. You have not denied him. Anywhere you are, you showed them where you belong. Because of it, no man will close that door that he has opened for you. Some of you will begin to testify by the end of this week. Between now and next Tuesday, some of you will begin to testify. Depending on what you are planning for. Depending on what you are planning for. Praise the Lord. The trouble of last year, you will not experience it this year. You believe it? Let me hear that amen again. This year shall be better than last year. No, I said this year shall be better than last year. Whatever you desire this month, amen. Before the month will end, your desire will come to pass. I said, your desire will come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. If God be for me, who can be against me? Kai. That's a very serious statement. I see armed robbers who use juju to protect themselves. One babalawo did one invocation and incantation and gave them and told them, no bullets, no bullets can hit you. They tie the thing for their body and they enter streets. They see policemen with guns and they are not afraid. Why? They know what is behind them. Juju. And we have greater power than their own. Their own can fail. You hear me now? Their own can fail. And it is always failing. But our own cannot fail. Our God is a faithful God. Praise the Lord. He said, those who put their trust in him will not be ashamed. He is a God. He never fails. That's the interesting thing. People have not discovered who Jesus is. The day you discover who Jesus Christ is, you will hold unto him better than some of us do now. Some of us just by religion. Hallelujah. I am a testimony of grace. I am a testimony that there is a Jesus. When you call upon him, he answers. How do I know? When I pray, he answers. I have confirmed it. I know where I will have been now. But when I put my trust in him, he repackaged me. Hallelujah. He rearranged my life. He restored me to be better than what I was before I found him. How can I leave this Jesus? See why I go everywhere preaching him? And I know it's not only my testimony. I know it is your own testimony to somebody here. That's why nothing moves you away from him. And it's the best decision you have made. Hold on to him. But don't let the devil, you know, push you aside. Don't be like crayfish. Condition make me bend. When you bend, he will bend with you. Amen. One thing with God is he allows us to go through trials. He proves us. And always, it is during that testing period many of us fail. And the testing period, he determines how long the period will last. And the testing period that my own will go through may be different from the period, your own period. So don't compare yourself with another person. Everyone that gives a testimony of the glory of God has a history of a trial that he has gone through. Every one of us. Every one of us. If you haven't got to your own history, then you have not started yet. Every one of us. before you begin to walk in victory, before you begin to even have faith to believe God, there's something that causes you to have that faith. There's something that causes you to hold on to Him. No matter how bad, you will still say it is well. There's something. It is your experience. It is your experience. Can we open Romans chapter 5, verse 3? Romans chapter 5, verse 3. He said, and not only so, he said, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Hallelujah. And patience will produce what? Experience. What gives you hope? It is experience that you have. Experience produces hope. Hope. Why do I believe that God will do it for me? It's because through I have already gotten experience. But this experience comes through some trials, some tribulations, period where you call upon God and it looks as if He's no more there, He has forsaken you. Everything is crashing on you. You're passing through some dark tunnel, no help from anywhere. Despite how much you have tried to live a godly life, you look left, you look right, you look up, you look down, no help. Sometimes it gets to very serious humiliation estates. And yet, unknown to you, it is God training you. Hallelujah. It is God training you. It's very interesting when you get to know it. I am saying it now because I have gone through it. But if you have not gone through it, you don't even know how to teach it. But I know those who have gone through it, they are understanding. How many of you have gone through this thing I'm talking about? Oh. Okay, if your hand is not up, don't worry. Very soon, one day your hand will follow us. Follow us, go up. If you are a true seed of God. Because remember, as children of God, God does not walk with us by miracles. Miracle attracts you to come to Him. After you have established a relationship with Him, then you must learn how to walk with Him. You must know His ways. And to know His ways, one of it is to train you to walk with Him. That training process can be anything, anyhow at all. The training process, amen, is to achieve one thing, is to give you experience. Because experience, hallelujah, will now make you to have patience. Because walking with God, listen, because this is my counsel for you for this year. Listen, if you are going to walk with God as a seed of God, as an elect of God, the bride of Jesus Christ, listen, God does not deal with the children like He deals with the unbeliever, to prove to the unbeliever that He exists, to call the attention of the unbeliever to Him. He works with us by principles. And if He's going to deal with us, listen, we need patience. If you are going to walk with God, the Bible says, them that wait upon the Lord. To wait, it means you allow God to do it at His own time. Listen, church. Patience. If God tells you, don't worry, I will soon come. The soon of God, I will soon grant your desire. I will soon. The soon of God is not the soon of man, no. While you are walking with time, God does not have work with time. God only works with His own agenda. The fact that you see yourself looking for fruit of the womb, then you saw yourself pregnant, does not mean that that very month you will get belay. He's only informing you, I have heard you, I will bless you with the fruit of the womb to let you continue to trust in him. But once he has promised, he never fails. Hallelujah. Once he has promised, he never fails. Amen. So you need patience. If you don't wait on him patiently, you will soon go and do something else that will spoil that manifestation of that promise. Therefore, he will train us. After the miracles have made you to see God, he will start training you in the act of patience. And he will do it through trials, through tribulations, through, you know, even denials of blessings that you know belong to you. To teach you, that is what Apostle Paul is teaching us in Romans chapter 5. That we glory in tribulation. You are to glory in it. That is when you are undergoing tribulations, hallelujah, don't appear as if, you know, behave as if God has forsaken you. He has not forsaken you. He has not forsaken you. He has not forsaken you. It's a training process. Some of us, how God will show it, if you disturb him too much, you will see a dream. In the dream, you will see yourself in school. Or anywhere you have had any training before. If it is your former master that trained you, you had a waiting period of 7 years. Amen. 7 years with your former master. And then every time you see yourself, you have been sincerely serving God, but things are not working well. And anytime you pray, you see yourself in your former master. Yes, while it is true that what is responsible for you could be coming from an occultic master, but if God be for us, if you catch that revelation, then you won't think that any man can hold your destiny. If I were you, I will now stay. Since he is showing me anytime I am praying, I am seeing myself in my master. If I were you, I will begin to count. How many years did I stay with my master? I stayed 7 years. I will relax. It means my training period will be 7 years. That's what God is showing me. It means my training period, my trial period will be 7 years. That is what my God is showing me. If you see yourself for university, where you did before, where you read, how many years did you stay in the university? How many carryovers did you carry over? How many years before you finally got your certificate? Including the years that you went for NYSC. Add it all and begin to know how long you will face that problem. I'm giving you wisdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It happened to me. It happened to me. That's why I can tell you confidently. And if it happened to me, it will happen to you too. It is God's own way of training his people. Is it sickness? For you to believe God that he will heal you. When any sickness comes, he will allow one sickness to torment you like that you won't die. You will cry. Like say you go die. But you will still be calling upon him. You will not give up. That is what he wants. Then the sickness will go. When the sickness goes now, your faith muscle is increased. Then you will say, you see, so sickness came upon me. And he said, I go die. I call upon him. I nearly died. But one day he stepped in and I'm healed. So you now have hope. You now have hope that any other sickness that comes, this one will come now. As he took that one away before, he will take this one again. That is the process. And it can go as bad as for nothing. They dismiss you from your place of work. And when God wants to promote you to a better place, he will make your comfort zone uncomfortable. Oh, praise the Lord. That place that is your comfort zone, he will make it uncomfortable for you. Amen. So that you can move. And he allows these things so that when next you are somewhere and abruptly they dismiss you, you will remember how it happened and how you got a better job. Then you will be praising God instead of grumbling. Experience gives us hope. 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 So many of us, your faith muscles will be trained, will be strengthened by some experiences you will go through in this early part of the year. So that before the end of the year, you're already a man, a woman of faith, that nothing moves you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always remember, if God be for us, who can be against us? Always remember, if God be for us, is it not therefore important to make sure God is for us? Is it not more important for you to face God than to face the enemy? Is it not more important for you to face God than to face your problem? Because if a man's way please the Lord, he maketh him to have peace, 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 peace everywhere, everywhere. And may peace be your portion this year in the name of Jesus Christ. May peace be your portion this year in the name of Jesus Christ.